Hi, this is Rabbi Avraham Gold. I just want to let you know that this recording was done with an incorrect setting. So it sounds like I'm inside a metal barrel when I'm recording. So I'm now outside the metal barrel and all's good moving forward. Mirtz Hashem, but I apologize for a little bit of the sound quality on this one.
Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Gold. Our name is Zechus Brachas Daf Mem Dalet. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara wants to know an example of the Mishnah's case where bread would be considered secondary, tuffle, to a salty food, which we consider primary, the ikker. And in answer, the fruits of Gennesar were extremely sweet and delicious, that they needed to be eaten with salt. And because these fruits were so exceptional, that when they're eaten with bread, the fruits were considered primary, the ikker, and the bread that was eaten with them was considered secondary, the tuffle, to them. And then the Gemara describes how delicious they were and brings examples. Here are two. Rabbi Yochanan would eat vast quantities and swear that he had not satisfied his hunger. Reish Lakish would eat them until he became delirious and needed others to bring him home. Point number two, the Gemara discusses the text of the Bracha Main Shalosh when recited on the fruits of design meaning. And here it says, well, the conclusion of the Bracha for fruits is al perosea. In the diaspora, the Bracha concludes with al haperos. So we have the case where a salty food would be considered ikker and bread would be considered tafel, and that's the fruits of Gennesar. And then we have the second point is the Bracha Main Shalosh and the ending for it on fruits, al perosea in Eretz Yisrael, al peros outside of Eretz Yisrael. Thirdly, the Gemara discusses which foods require brei nefashos as an after bracha. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said in the name of Rav that a brei nefashos goes on eggs and meat, but not on vegetables. Rav Yitzchak said even on vegetables, but not on water. Rav Papa said even on drinking water. So once again, the 3 points are, what's the case where a salty food would be considered ikker and bread would become tuffel? That's the case of the fruits of Gennesar. Secondly, the Gemara discusses the text of the bracha of Main Shalosh and reciting the fruits of the design meaning. And here's also the conclusion of the bracha for fruits is al perosah. In the diaspora, the bracha concludes with al peros. And thirdly, the Gemara discusses which foods require brei nefashos as an after bracha. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Dimi said in the name of Rav, on eggs and meat, not on vegetables. Rav Yitzchak said even on vegetables, but not on water. Rav Papa said even on drinking water. Okay, so now we go to the siman. So the siman for Mem Dalet is going to be mud. Mud. So here we go. The Jew in Chutzlars had just concluded his bracha me'in shalosh with the words al peros. When he began to reminisce about trekking through the mud in Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Gennesar and making a brei nefashos on its holy water. Once again, in slow motion. The Jew in Chutzlars had just concluded his bracha mein shalosh with the words al haperos, which reminds us that the ending's different. In Eretz Yisrael, it's al perosel. When he began to reminisce about trekking through the mud, oh mud, that means we're on Daf Mem Dalet. When he began to reminisce about trekking through the mud in Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Gennesar, which reminds us that Sugya, we have a case where bread is tafel to a salty food. In this case, it's the fruits of Gennesar, which are so sweet that they needed to be eaten with salt, and making a brei nefashos on its holy water, which reminds the Machlokas of what foods require brei nefashos as an after bracha. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said in the name of Rav on eggs and meat, but not vegetables. Rav Yitzchak said even on vegetables, not on water. Rav Papa said even on drinking water. So once again, the Jew in Chutzlars had just concluded his bracha main shalosh with the words of al haperos, when he began to reminisce about trekking through the mud in Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Gennesar and making a brei nefashos on its holy water.
All right, so now it's time for our four blabak chazora, daf mem. So the symbol for mem is a pool of water, mayim, a pool of water. So here we go. The overambitious new parents were sitting by the pool, that reminds us we're on daf mem, under a fig tree trying to feed their infant grain. So the fig tree and the grain reminds the Malchokas regarding what type of tree was the Eitz Hadas. Rav Meir says it was a grapevine. Nechemiah says it was a fig tree. And Rav Yehuda says it was wheat. And the reason why he says it was wheat, because a child does not know his first words of Abba and Ima until he begins to eat his grain. This indicates that grain is associated with the development of dust. So they're trying to get the little infant to eat the grain so they can say Abba and Ima. Teaching the proper text of the bracha, because we said there's a Malchokas regarding what is the required text for a bracha. Rav says that any bracha that does not mention Hashem's name is not considered a bracha. Kol bracha she'ein ba hazkaras Hashem ain't a bracha. Rav Yochanan says that any bracha that does not include Hashem's name and also does not mention Hashem's malchus over the world, his sovereignty, is not considered a bracha. Kol bracha she'ein ba malchus ain't a bracha. While asking for salt for the bread. And that reminds us that even though one may not talk between reciting a bracha and eating, one is permitted to speak between making a mozi and eating the bread if the purpose is to facilitate the eating of the bread. So for example, Rav says one's allowed to tell people, see at the table, take a piece of bread. Rav Yochanan says one's even allowed to ask for salt or relish to be brought to the table to enhance the taste of the bread. And Rav Shesha says one even is allowed to ask for food to be prepared for the animals since it's forbidden for a person to eat before he gives food to his animals. So Daf Mem Aleph, so we said the siman is a ma, but we're using a grandma. So here we go. The grandma, reminding us of Daf Mem Aleph, couldn't decide which fruit to make the bracha on. Right, we have the malchokas between Yehuda and the Rabban, whether min shiva adif or min chaviv adif, and we have the malchokas on Maraim, whether that malchokas applies when we're talking about two foods with the same bracha, or even when we have two foods with different brachas. So she couldn't decide which fruit to make the bracha on, the apple or the pomegranate. So she used her seven species ruler, which reminds Malchokas regarding what the list in the Pasuk of the Zayin meaning is teaching us. Rav Yosef says it's teaching us that the order of foods listed in the Pasuk indicates which foods attain precedence, the din kedima and brachas. The closer the food is to the term eretz, the greater the precedence. Rav Chanan teaches that the purpose of the Pasuk is to teach the measurements for different halachas, with each food item representing a different unit of measure. So she used her seven species ruler to measure which was larger and made a bracha on it during the course of her meal, which reminds us that Rav Papa said the following rulings regarding the brachas recited on foods eaten in the course of the meal. Foods are eaten together with bread, which are eaten during the meal, do not require bracha either before or after eating them. Foods that are not eaten together with bread, which are eaten during the meal, they do require bracha before eating them, but not after. And foods that are usually eaten after the meal, such as dessert, even when eaten during the meal, they require a blessing before and after eating them.
Daf Mem Beis. So the symbol for Mem Beis is a mobster. So here we go. As part of their initiation, the newly recruited mobsters, that reminds us we're on Daf Mem Beis, were required to make a bracha for the group, which reminds us that the Mishnah infers that in order for one person in a group to make a bracha for the others, the group must be reclining, not just sitting. But the Gemara later concludes that if the group verbally states their intention to eat together, then sitting is considered like reclining. So they're required to make a bracha for the group on a meal's worth of pasa bava kisni, because even though the bracha for pasa bava kisni in general is mazonos, since it's usually eaten as a snack, but Rav Nachman rules that if one eats enough to establish a meal, it's koveya suda, the bracha would be hamotzi. And then correctly guess that maim achronim is when the mob boss considers the meal over. And that's the malchokas. What the Gemara discusses, when is a meal considered over? We have different opinions in terms of when you have to stop eating and recite birchas hamazon. Rav Huna says it's when one finishes eating the meal. Rav Papa says it's when the bread and the food are removed from the table along with the table. Rava says that the guests are dependent on the host's intention, so that if the host brings additional portions of the table, even after the removal of the food and the bread, it may still be eaten. And Rav says that if one is accustomed to anoint his hands with oil on finishing a meal, then as long as he is not anointed his hands, he may continue eating, even after he finishes the meal, and even after the food is removed from the table. But the Gemara concludes that the lachavos is that of Rav Chiya bar Ashi, who said in the name of Rav, that the washing of hands after the meal, the maim achronim, is followed immediately by birchas hamazon, meaning that there may be no more eating after washing maim achronim. Daf Mem Gimel. So the symbol for Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here we go. The From Scratch and Sniff Spice magazine, spring edition. So the magazine reminds us that we're on Daf Mem Gimel. And the Scratch and Sniff Spice magazine reminds us that the Gemara talks about the various brachas on fragrances. Spring edition featured articles on how Talmidei Chachamim can avoid getting perfume on their clothes, because the Gemara talks about the six behaviors that are unbecoming to a Talmid Chacham. That's going to the street with perfumed clothes in a place where people are suspected of homosexuality, going out alone at night lest he's suspected of inappropriate behavior, going outside with patched shoes, conversing with a woman in the market, dining with Ami Arts, unadorned people, lest he be drawn after them, and being the last name to the base of Midrash, lest people consider him lazy. So it featured articles on how Talmud Chachamim can avoid getting perfume on their clothes so they don't get embarrassed in public, which reminds us that Tamar was willing to be executed rather than cause shame to Yehuda, which teaches that it's preferable to cast oneself into a fiery furnace rather than shame one's fellow in public, as well as where to find blossoming trees in the month of Nisan. Because we went in the Sugya of Fragrances, that we have a special bracha which is recited in Nisan on trees that are blossoming. Okay, so now we're going to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Here we go. Number one, which daf do we learn the source for Lechem Mishnah? That's on daf Lamites. Good. Number two, where do we learn about the six behaviors that are unbecoming to a Talmud Chacham? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number three, where do we have the Malchokas regarding what one says Borei Nefashos on, which foods? That's on daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number four, where do we have the Malchus regarding what the proper text for a bracha, whether it requires shame or shame and malchus? That's on daf Mem. Good. Number five, where do we learn that one says a motzi and pasa baba kisni if he had enough to be koveya suda? That's on daf Mem Beis. Good. Number six, where do we learn that Tamar didn't want to embarrass Yehuda, was willing to give up her life? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel. Good. Number seven, where do we have the Machlokes regarding when a meal is considered over? That's on Daf. Mem Beis. Great. Number eight, where do we learn about the fruits of Gennesaret? They're so sweet that bread eaten with them is considered tuffel to them being Iker. That's on Daf. Mem Dod. Good. Number nine, where do we have the Machlokes regarding what the list of the Zayin meaning in the Pasuk teaches us? That's on Daf. Mem Aleph. Good. And number 10, where do we have the various brachas on fragrances? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. Just a reminder that today is Grand Pop Quiz Day, where we have a quiz on the entire previous week's worth of material, 21 questions on 21 topics on 7 blot, as well as the much grander pop quiz, which will be 126 questions, 126 topics on 42 blot. For the all-darfers, you can access under the Zichru Perek Learning Map series. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldberg from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.